listening to Be Still and Know, a ministry of Carmen United Church in Sydney Mines. I am Reverend Nick Phillips, and today we are looking at the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, and Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. But before we begin, I invite you to join me in prayer. Lord God, we thank you that on this day of Pentecost, we may come and feel the presence of your Spirit with us today. And so, Lord, as we worship you, as we praise you, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Helping out? Okay. When I was in high school, I made a few bucks working part-time at McDonald's. And when I say a few bucks, I mean just a few bucks, because I remember starting out, I don't think I was making $4 an hour. And I remember the excitement of when minimum wage went up to $4.25 an hour. So that little bit of money didn't really go all that far. I probably spent a bunch of it traveling back and forth to work in gas. And as a teenage boy working in a fast food restaurant, I probably spent a lot of it on food. But one evening, I was hanging out with some coworkers, some friends from work, and we were kind of, we had the night off, and so we were kind of cruising the mall. We spent a few bucks at the arcade, and we decided we were hungry. So we, of course, we decided we were going to go through the drive-thru at work just to see what was going on, see what we were missing, and get a bite to eat. So off we went. You know those moments when you just get really, really giddy and you can't stop laughing? Well, we were waiting in the drive-thru and one of those moments hit us. I suppose someone in the car said some sort of silly comment, as teenage boys like to do, and we lost it. We were just laughing fools. And we just could not stop laughing. It was uncontrollable. So we were making our way through the drive-thru to pick up our food, and we're just beyond able to speak. I'm literally lying down in the back seat because my sides are killing me, there's tears in my eyes, and I am just out of control. I'm sure those our co-workers in the restaurant are probably looking at us and think we've lost our minds. The next day I went into work to work a shift, and those who had seen us the night before came up to me and said, "Were you drunk?" At that point, I was 16 at the time. I hadn't tasted any alcohol, unlike some teenagers today. But I hadn't had alcohol at that point in my life. I was just out having a good time with good friends, and we were a merry lot. Those kind of periods, times in your life, they're kind of fun moments to remember, aren't they? And when you're with some good friends, you can just be yourself. You can be silly. You can let that other side of you loose that people don't often see. I'm sure whatever we were laughing about was completely pointless and incredibly silly. And if I had told my coworkers what it was we were laughing about, they probably would have just groaned, rolled their eyes, and were confirmed that we were out of our minds. But we need that kind of release in our life every now and again, don't we? Boisterous laughter is actually pretty good exercise. Think about it. Your lungs get a workout. Your heart is racing. Your mind is just buzzing. Your sides hurt because you're using muscles you don't use all that often. You got muscles? Right on. I remember after we came here, and I found a place to play basketball, and I was quite happy to find a chance to play basketball again. I hadn't played in years. And so I went up to the first night, and I ran up and down that court as hard as I could and had a great time being back on the basketball court. But the next morning, I could not move my legs. I hadn't used those muscles in quite some time. And so my body was telling me that.
I can move my legs.
Yeah? Good. When we use muscles we haven't used in a while, they hurt. And that's actually a good sign. It means they're growing, they're getting stronger. Now, there is a point where there's too much pain and you do too much, but for the most part, sore muscles is a good sign. And so is good side-splitting laughter when our muscles and our rib cages hurt because we're laughing so hard. It works out muscles that we may not be using all that often. But at the same time, a good laugh session lifts our spirits. And hopefully, it's at a time when we really need it. Which is why I'm not always afraid to crack a joke at a funeral. Now, I'm not saying tears are a bad thing. We need tears in a time of mourning. But sometimes we need a little bit of laughter to help break the tension, to help us relax. And so when I think about those disciples who have been locked up in a house for some time, they're afraid of being discovered, they're afraid of the punishment that may come from them, from the government. I imagine things in that house were tense. Now, sure, they're praying, sure, they're sharing stories of Jesus, they're remembering him, but they would just be tense, wondering who is going to come to the door next. Is it a friend or foe? Is it someone bringing dinner? Or is it the Roman soldiers looking for the next crucifixion? Just think, every knock, someone would jump, not sure what's there. Every footstep outside the window would be wondering, is it just someone passing by, or is it a spy from the temple? There would be some very tense moments in that house, for sure. So there they are, sitting in this house, all stressed out, and then this sound, like the rush of a wind, comes blowing in, and tongues of fire descend from the ceiling and settle upon each and every one in that room, and they just start speaking in other languages, languages they don't even know. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, just as Jesus had promised them. Imagine the joy they felt in this moment. I don't know about you, but when the Holy Spirit makes His presence known to me, it is a powerful, joyful moment. And these guys, they've been waiting for this. Jesus had promised it to them. Although I'm pretty sure they didn't know when it was going to come. And they certainly didn't know how powerful it was going to be. The power of the Holy Spirit hit them with a full-on force. And I can just imagine they looked at one another and they just started laughing with joy. Because they realized that Jesus has just fulfilled yet another promise. And it's far more than they had ever expected. And so in this joy, they run out into the street full of the joy of the Lord. And they start sharing the good news of Jesus. The only problem is they're speaking in different languages. They probably themselves don't even know what they're saying. But people in the streets know. They're hearing them speak in their own languages about Jesus. And they're understanding what is being said, and they want to know more. Some of the people anyway, not all of them. Some people thought they were drunk. And it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. At least when I went through the drive-thru, it was 9 o'clock at night. The disciples were so overjoyed, so excited, so pumped that they had received the Holy Spirit, people thought they were drunk. And in a way, I guess you could say they were, because what does it mean to be drunk? Being drunk is when your mind and body are altered by alcohol or spirits. Your motor functions are inhibited, as well as your cognitive abilities. In other words, you can't walk straight, you can't talk straight. You don't act as you would normally act. So if you look at the disciples, they're just running out of the house. They're talking funny, they're laughing, they're dancing, they're going up to people and saying, "Dude, Jesus loves you." You'd think they were drunk, wouldn't you? The disciples, though, they finally feel free from their prison. Not that they were locked up by the government, but they were in a prison of anxiety and fear for what might be coming for them. The Holy Spirit set them free. Just take a moment to look at Ephesians chapter 5, what Paul says. Paul says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, Paul wants us to get drunk, not on wine or beer or alcoholic spirits, but get drunk on the Holy Spirit. He wants to be full of Jesus and sing songs of praise to him all day long. Just like the disciples running out of the house and into the streets and sharing what God has given them through love of the Holy Spirit. And they were sharing from their hearts because the Holy Spirit, the essence of God, had come to their hearts. What a beautiful moment that is for the church. God releases his love, it's the fullness of his love, the full power of it into those who love Jesus Christ. And the world changes in that moment. No longer are people waiting for God to act. No longer are they following Jesus through the streets and seeing what he's doing. The disciples have the full power of God at their disposal now. And they can do it personally and through the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. If you don't understand what I mean, continue to read through the book of Acts. You'll see what the disciples do. They go out, they heal people, they teach, they do wonderful things in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. They are doing just as they have seen Jesus do it. And the church grows. Now Peter is standing in the midst of all this chaos of the day of Pentecost, and people are getting all excited in the streets, and he's hearing those murmurs that they must be drunk. And so he begins to speak, he begins to preach. And he actually quotes from the prophet Joel as he opens up his sermon. He says, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." In other words, what Peter is telling them is that he's quoting Prophet Joel to show the people that this is what has just happened. God has poured out his spirit as he promised. He's telling them, on this day, in this city, God has poured out his Holy Spirit to his children. And in this spirit, this joy they have in this very moment is available to anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord. Peter continues to preach, and he tells the story of Jesus and how he is the promised one of God who has come, who has died, and who lives again. And when Peter finished preaching, 3,000 people were baptized and joined the church. 3,000 people. After just one sermon, the very first sermon, they were saved just like that. I'd be happy if just one person responded like that once in a while. Truth be told, when the Holy Spirit shows up, it's hard to resist. It's near impossible to resist. I've witnessed times when the Holy Spirit has just so overwhelmed people, it's been so evident that people were speechless. Musicians couldn't play because they couldn't see their music through tears of joy. Their throats were tight with emotion. They couldn't sing. I know there's been times when I've been speechless in the presence of the Holy Spirit, although many of you on Sundays probably find that hard to believe. In these moments, all we can do is praise God. And it truly does come from the heart, just like Paul said in Ephesians, "Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord." That's pretty much all we're capable of, because God's Holy Spirit just overwhelms you. The beauty is this moment is available to you often. It can be felt by you even here today. All you need to do is welcome Jesus into your heart. And as Peter reminds us, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And I haven't even touched on a reading from Philippians 4. But in that passage, Paul is reminding us how to live in the Spirit of God. So I'm simply going to close by rereading that passage, Philippians 4, 4-7, and let Paul's words to the church resonate in our hearts. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and by petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Let us pray. We thank you, Jesus, for yet another promise fulfilled. You've shared with us a most precious gift, the gift of your Holy Spirit, our companion, our guide, our comforter, and our connection to you and our Father in heaven. This Spirit overwhelms us with your love, and we give thanks. We have felt it in this church a number of times, and we know it is available to us even today. Your Spirit is always with us. And like the warmth of the sun, there are some days when we feel it a little more than others. So we ask you again to warm our hearts with the Spirit of truth and love, so we may be moved to rush out into the streets and tell people of this wonderful gift, singing your praises from our hearts. Jesus, we ask you to do this in your powerful name, so we may be a witness of your great love to a community who loves other idols. And may we draw them into the joy of knowing you. May your Spirit fill us. May we become intoxicated with your powerful love in our hearts. And may we always sing your praises. We ask this in your most holy name. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening to Be Still and Know, a ministry of Carmen United Church in Sydney Mines. To learn more about our ministry, please visit our website, www.carmenunited.ca. May God bless you this day.